So we're going to talk to right now by phone, Mr. Liston, and find out about tips and trends from ListonDesignBuild.com. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. A little frazzled since we in the right spot, but you know we do remodeling, and you know we hit surprises all the time. So we just,
exactly.
Very good.
So true. So tell a little bit about you know what you all do, and you know it looks like you have won some best of, and I'm looking at your you know the photos and some of the beautiful work that you do, and incredible. So you are a preferred choice for home remodeling in St. Louis, and it's definitely a passion of yours. You know, tell us a little bit about what people come to you for, and what is the tips and trends that are going on right now?
Well, thanks for sharing that, Kelly. We appreciate that. Yeah, we are passionate about what we do. We love to take people's homes and make them into what they want them to be. So we've been doing this for almost 35 years.
Ooh, it's a long time.
It is. So, you know, the majority of our projects are kitchen and bath remodels, outdoor living spaces. We do a lot of basement finishes and room additions. And, you know, our ideal client is someone who loves their home and their neighborhood and their school district and can't find that elsewhere, so make adaptations to their existing spaces.
You know, I don't think people realize, like, and I know even myself, when you go in and you walk into your kitchen or you walk into your bathroom or whatever it may be, you can't look at it and see it any other way and even try to figure it out. Do you, like, sometimes ask people to send you a measurement of a room that they're interested in before you look at it and design something, or do you need to look at it yourself and you can see it a whole nother way?
Hi, I'm going to step in. I'm Jeannie.
Hi.
Of the group, let's call it. I get the fun job of working with the clients and bringing their visions to life. So they would call us, we come out to your house, we take a look at everything. With Pinterest, who doesn't have a Pinterest board that has their dreams all over it? There's a great site called House, which allows you to do that as well. So we come, we talk about what they want. You know, a kitchen remodel can stem from something as simple as my microwave broke, and I'm not just going to replace my microwave. I'm done with this kitchen. What can we do to it? And we get to come up with that plan and put all their ideas together and make them fall in love with their home again. It's super fun.
I come do mine.
It sounds amazing. I really think it's so awesome when someone like yourself can just kind of look at a room and I'll visualize what it would look like and then put that in front of a customer and let them see that and bring that visualization that's in your visualization that's in your head and bring it to life for them. I think that is so cool, and all the new software that's out there that allows you to do that. That is so awesome.
Do you guys change those new trends on purpose so that we get the gold, and then we get the bronze, and then we get the pewter, then it the
silver? And what color is it this month or this year?
Yeah,
what color of the year?
What faucets am I supposed to have now?
We don't quite have that type of pull, but it does help us. That's for sure. That things change and people's tastes evolve over the years, and you know, obviously, doing it for as long as we've seen those trends come and go. So it is ever changing, that's for sure.
You know what I love is like the bathtubs. I love how they're taking this turn to where they're not set in some sort of drywalled space or whatever, or tiled or whatever it is. They're like freestanding, really cool tubs. They're just placed within the bathroom.
Bathrooms are lots of times designed around that freestanding tub. It's like a piece of art almost, or, you know, a really great piece of furniture that you have that you want to highlight. So, and it also opens up your space. It makes it seem so much bigger with the freestanding tub versus something that's, you know, mounted in a tub deck. So super cool, centered on a window, and lots of times it allows us also to redesign the shower and give them a bigger shower space, because it's all about you know, a big, we all go to those hotels, love the showers, and then you get home to your little shower and you want what you have when you're traveling. So we can make that all happen.
And, can you make the his and hers areas? Yeah. Me and Kelly talk about this all the time. So
we don't understand why you're not doing it already.
We understand why home builders aren't doing this, but it's like the man has his space, the bathroom, the place to get ready. The woman has her bathroom and the place to get ready in her closet, all in separate areas.
Jack and Jill.
And then you open the doors and meet in the middle, and you both look fantastic, but you don't see the process.
And I don't want the other process in my side of the bathroom either. A man can destroy a bathroom in seconds, and I'm really over the sharing that too. So can you guys
at
make
least
that
it
a
only
new trend?
Takes me seconds. Kelly stays in the bathroom for 2 hours, reads a book, writes a book, and
that was way too much information. That's not true.
We do have to play marriage counselor at times as well. So there's always everyone has their own needs. It's trying to strike a balance, and you know, let's face it, the woman always gets her way, right?
Exactly. You know, what do you tell somebody that's looking at remodeling a bathroom or remodeling a kitchen, and it's hard sometimes to live under that change, you know, and getting through that and not, when's it going to be done and when's it going to be done? You know, how do you work through that process of design and, you know, they can't move out? It's not like the TV shows where, you know, pack your bags and we'll see you in a little bit.
Right. Yeah, that's, you know, that's a big part, and that's where a lot of fears come in, because everyone's heard the nightmare stories. So, you know, I think, you know, the way that we approach those challenges, a lot of communication, set the right expectations. You know, we do provide a job schedule that I think most of our clients know that there's a little bit of discomfort that they have to endure. But if they can see, okay, they're going to start on the first of the month and they'll be done the middle of the next month, okay, I can handle it. It's when, gosh, we don't know when they're starting or when they're going to be finished is, I think, what gives a lot of people anxiety.
Sure. With 30 years, I'm sure you know the process very well. What would be something that you would say would be a really good idea for a kitchen to add and for a bathroom to add, for whether you're updating, it's not going to, you know, technically go out of style, you know, within the year, and we'll help with that resale value. What would you say that would be a great addition to either or both of those rooms?
Well, paint is always an economical option to change your space and give you a whole fresh start. Just a wall color change makes everything look completely different, and it's something that you could DIY, do on your own. And another thing that goes a long way is changing out light fixtures. I mean, that's a simple thing too, where you can, maybe you had that, you know, old brass fixture, which now brass is coming back, but you know, it's brush brass, it's not bronze brass, it's not that shiny brass that we all had. But just changing out lights and painting goes a long way. Or if your cabinets do not have hardware on them right now, adding hardware to your cabinets makes a big difference. You do your hardware, you change your lights, maybe a new faucet, and it's a quick update.
Gosh, it's so true what you're saying. It's amazing what those things can do to a room.
I'm looking at some of your before and afters, and they are completely amazing. And I was taken back by this one, a batting cage in the basement. That is so cool.
We can do it all. So, you know,
you took a completely empty basement and turned it into like a sporting facility. It looks great.
Charge tickets. One way to get your money back. Just have people charge admission to the batting cages down in the lower level. What's the coolest, most unique, different job you've ever done? Besides, we've just heard the batting cages. That would definitely be.
That's a tough one. We've done a lot of really cool projects. That's a tough one. We just won a national award for a project we did in St. Louis, and it was actually, they built a custom home in 1995, loved it, started looking for a new home, couldn't really find anything that they liked where they didn't have the backyard that they were going to had existing. We basically redid the whole interior of their home. They did move out. We knocked some walls out. We redid all the bathrooms, all new flooring. It was an atrium that we filled in. So I think that was an awesome project, and it allowed them to stay where they loved to be and update their home for all the current trends, but, you know, not so trendy that it's not timeless. We always push timeless design because when people come to us, their homes are, it's their prize, and that's where they want to stay. And if they're investing the money to do that, you want something that's going to withstand the test of time. So
sure.
For the finishes that we put in for cabinets, flooring, you know, the, all of that, it's attached to your home. So be trendy with your furniture and your accessories, but make those other things last a lifetime.
Yeah, that's very good advice. Great tips as well. So the website for Jeannie and Keith, listen, you're actually going to go to, where did
Listen
just
ListenDesignBuild.com.
There it is. ListenDesignBuild.com. Go there, check out all of their great work, find out a little bit about them. And, of course, 636-940-9417, 636-940-9417, if you want to talk to them personally, have them come out and take a look at your home and see what they can do. And it sounds like you can do just about anything and completely redo a house. You kind of did the love it or list it thing. They couldn't find what they wanted, so you redid it, and then they loved it. You got your own TV show.
Well,
working on it?
Why not?
Exactly. Well, thank you for spending your morning kind of sort of with us at the wrong station, but that's okay. You're still on with us.
Maybe we'll go have some Bloody Marys or something since we're by Westport Social, right?
Oh, please have one for us, too. I call it a salad and a drink. Yep, celery, olive, the whole bit. I'm like, I feel like it's healthy now. Have a great day. Thanks for spending your morning with us.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.